This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12th of Sept 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Currently across Israel, it's a warm and pleasant evening. In Tel Aviv, the night is clear with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys a similar calm, while Haifa is slightly cooler, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines first. From Israel Hayom, earlier today, the American Emirati AI project is set to change direction due to the perceived threat from Iran. Also, according to Mariv, Saudi Arabia considers a major operation against the Houthis, independent of American military support. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel has killed a senior Hamas commander in Gaza, marking another strike against the group. Separately, I-24 News details the U.S. imposing new sanctions on Hezbollah and associated Iranian networks. And finally, Walla reveals the IDF's deception tactics led to Hezbollah's strategic withdrawal. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reported just an hour ago that a senior Houthi official issued a threat targeting Riyadh's financial district, linking it to the conflict in Mocha. Sarah Etegui shared a personal story earlier today about losing her father on 9/11, reflecting on the passage of time and the lasting impact of that day. Not a good Jewish girl noted that four flotilla members remained detained in Tunisia for months, questioning the lack of public outcry compared to their brief detention in Israel. Let's go deeper. Starting with the American Emirati AI project, Israel Hayom notes the shift comes as tensions with Iran heighten, with potential missile and drone threats prompting a rethink. This decision underscores the growing influence of geopolitical factors on tech collaborations. Turning to Saudi Arabia's plans, as Mariv reports, Riyadh intends to act against the Houthis without relying on U.S. strikes. This move indicates a shift in the kingdom's military strategy and could alter the dynamics of the Arabian Peninsula conflict. Meanwhile, the strike on Hamas. Ynet tells us that the IDF and Shin Bet targeted Mohammed Yazouri in Khan Yunis. This follows previous attempts on his life and aims to weaken Hamas's military leadership in Gaza. On the U.S. sanctions, I-24 News explains these target Hezbollah and Iranian proxies, following missile strikes on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. This action reflects ongoing U.S. efforts to curb Iranian influence in the region. Finally, from Walla, the IDF's deception operations. These efforts successfully forced Hezbollah to pull back, showcasing Israel's strategic military planning. This development could impact the balance of power in southern Lebanon. Turning to business and markets. First, Tech reports that Noma Securities' Sasi Levy highlights the rapid expansion of research surfaces, emphasizing the need for innovative approaches in security research. Separately, Globes reports that Teva plans to recycle its debt following a credit upgrade involving the issuance of senior notes in euros and US dollars. And finally, Ynet Business shares that Wonderful AI has seen remarkable growth, reaching $70 million in revenue within a year after pivoting to an AI operating system. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.